With a fast-growing youth population, Africa boasts enormous market potential. In a time of unprecedented innovation and new technologies on the horizon, the Onyx Africa podcast serves as a platform to spark and engage in conversations aimed at achieving the African Renaissance.
Hey, Mr. Banks, how are you doing, brother?
What's happening?
I'm good. Yes. Yeah, thanks for having us, man. You have a really dope office.
You like it?
I really like it. I have a bit of content from when you walked in because we had to jump.
Yeah.
We parked on that side.
You parked on that side?
So when some lady came to us and she asked us, like, where are you guys going? And we're like, we're in analytics. How do we get there? She's like, nah. The only way you can get there is jump, so I would jump. But it was worth it, because we got to see that, like, that big ass logo from the other side.
I,
you know, walk in the big God is King sign.
I feel that.
And yeah, the God is King sign, actually, because we just walked in.
You see it.
What's that about? What's that about?
We are a collaboration of creators.
Okay, so you guys, that's God, but then you guys are also gods in your own right.
Yes, that's exactly that.
Okay, yeah.
So imagine if it's gods of creators, of tech guys, what happens? We produce, right? Proper tech.
Cool. How are you doing?
I'm happy, brother, and this is a good space for me because we are on a different level.
Yeah.
So I'm not only stressed about small things. Yeah.
What would you say are small things?
Man, running a business, you'll be stressed about electricity. Even if it's 300, you have to be stressed about. Because if it shuts down, Wi-Fi is off here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll be stressed about a lot of things, man. There's a lot of deduction that comes out of online cloud platforms that we use, AWS, Azure.
Mm.
Anytime you wake up, if you don't have 2,000, 3,000 in the...
It hurts.
Yeah, you're going off. Something is going to cut off.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So you, those small things can stop you. There was a point, I think somewhere in 2019, I actually called Pabi. I didn't have 200 for emails. Not because I didn't have, but on that time, on that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with business, you need to be liquid at all times.
Yeah.
I remember having a conversation with someone once, and they were like, profits, like, just their realization through COVID.
Mm.
And this guy told me that COVID made me realize in my business that profit isn't important. Revenue isn't important. Cash flow is important.
Cash flow
it's
is
like
key.
If you don't have money, you can have all the valuations.
Cash
you can
flow
have,
is key.
Like if you don't have like the cash flow.
If you don't have cash flow, you stop.
Now,
if we don't have money now, if you don't have 30,000 right now.
And you need it.
Every day, if you don't have 30,000 analytics, you shut down.
You shut down.
So every day when I walk, just know that at least if I'm still breathing, there's more than 50 bucks, 50K.
You're burning money every
yeah.
day.
Every day is burning money. Bro.
Okay, let's start in the beginning.
Mm.
Hometown, LTC. Yeah.
Salute, my man.
Yeah.
You grew up there.
Yeah, all my life. Yeah.
I respect. I love Louis Richard. I learned so many things. So if you know my side where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was back in the days before guys moved out. It was it's a platform. It's a place where you connect with different cultures. So I learned so many things from these guys, Afrikaans guys, Indian guys, Tsonga guys, Pedi guys. And
mm-hmm.
then we studied in LT Villas. So Indian guys, they we used to play soccer in LT Villas. So I learned a lot in Louis Richard. I started sailing back in 99. You guys were born.
Yeah. I mean, I was two.
Yeah, 99. Yeah. I was.
So that was like the entrepreneurial spark.
Blue Train had a lot of people using
mm-hmm.
Blue Train. All our parents used to use Blue Train.
I see.
My man, that was the traffic. There was even, I know I talk about train now, people think that's funny, but that time, was money.
So you had to wake up in the morning,
yes.
catch them.
Morning and
times.
On Friday, Saturday, after hours, because the guys are catching the train.
Sure.
So I was there selling either mealies or bananas, whatever I was doing, I was selling. And then I also worked at a farm for 2 years, 14, 15. I worked at a farm that side, going to West End. So I used to do it for fun, but I was making money.
Sure.
So I wanted, that time I thought I'm understanding the value chain of agriculture.
Mm.
But as I work in farming, that's when I realize not my thing because it's too much. It's, you know what I mean? But I've done, yeah. I learned so much.
Okay, then like just take me through like your early education in LTG, high school, and then maybe a little on like UP and varsity.
Education-wise, my man, education-wise was not bad, but I had some teachers who didn't really like me.
You were different.
Yeah, I was different. You could see, even my man, like, I used to ask myself, am I mad?
Mm.
You know? I'm sitting at the back with these guys who are mad, but me, I still poor. I can fail everything else, but my math still comes top, A+.
Sure.
And it's not like I'm failing these things because I don't know them. I just don't think I should study them. Mm. I just walk in.
They're unimportant.
Yeah, they're not important. So some teachers, I remember this time where I was writing maths and English, and I completely forgot that I need to study this English thing. So I made sure my maths was good. So this poetry stuff, Macbeth stuff we're doing, I got 1 out of 30 on that because it was poetry and the story. So I didn't read, I was writing my own thing.
Sure.
So that stuff, you have to really write that word.
Yeah, well,
so that guy comes, he's like, I don't think... He started saying all these things, or I don't think you'll make it in grade 11. I don't think, my man, he made fun of me. But at that time, everyone was comfortable because they know I'm one of the top 10 in the class.
Mm.
He just didn't know because he thought English
was everything.
I told him straight in the room, I said, check me, 10 years, check me.
Mm.
And everyone was just laughing. That's why now when I reference that guy.
Yeah.
Tell him where I am. Mm-hmm. University, matric, everyone applied at University of Pretoria. I'm the only one.
But you see things like that.
Yeah.
Like low key.
Execution.
It's two extremes for me. Because one side there are people like you, right?
Yeah.
That it's like it drives you because you just have grit. You're just naturally someone who doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And then if it's someone else, it breaks them. Literally breaks their entire future.
It breaks their future. Yeah.
Yeah. There are people that have the same conversation at your age now, and their chat is, "Hey, when I was younger, it was this cheap teacher that never believed in me. They broke my spirit." That's what I blame as part of my demise.
That's what you blame.
I'm not just saying me. I'm just interpreting someone else's story.
So if there's someone going through that, you know how I deal with it.
Sure.
I used to walk out of his class. I used to walk out. He says, "You won't make it." I said, "That's fine."
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably one of the
walk
best.
Out. Walk
in,
out.
In the in at Makaro Comprehensive, I'm one of the best students who done it.
Mm.
And nobody in that school have done it more than me.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't hear about me. You'll hear about somebody else who did everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Now I'm coming to tax. I'm realizing that my English is work. My maths is work. In calculus, first 3 months, I'm getting shouted. I was staying at rest, Olien Oud. And that's when I knew. I met Mlu. We stayed in Mlu at Olien Oud. That's when I knew, okay, now I need to change the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing, that's when I knew that were strategies. I started hanging out with Indian boys. These boys were advanced. Man. These boys were starting to. That's when I saw my mind working.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I do right, I might not be the top person. I'm not a genius person in a group, but I'm the one who knows what to do in there. So all the assignment, I'm the one who brings the team.
But then now that's what counts.
Yes.
You know, it's like you need a bit of everything sometimes.
Yes.
Or
so
most times.
These guys can get 90s, can get whatever alone. But when I'm with them,
mm-hmm.
I'm part of them. So I started advancing myself. First semester, I can say it was tough. 50% pass, 50% fail modules. Not 50% fail modules. 50%, let's say it's 80% pass, obviously, because it's tough. But that 20% that failed was part of the main courses.
Okay.
It was calculus, and I think I don't remember another module. So I needed to do, there was a winter thing. They helped me. Then I progressed to the second semester. But after that, then I knew what to do. And then I just went on. Third year, hectic, man. But it was, I could understand what's going on.
You strike me as someone who's always got a strategy. Like, from a young age,
I think that's my advantage.
Strategy. Like, when life kicks you to the curb,
yeah.
when something goes wrong, you try.
I'm not the smartest in the group. Yes,
sure.
Yes. I'm out of 10, I'm the 9th
sure.
or 10th.
Sure.
But I'm the only one who knows what's going on. You see what
yeah.
I mean? That's what I've learned about me. I don't even want to be the smartest in that.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing for sure, I'm the one who will tell you this is the direction.
Okay, let's go through like the end of UP and...
End of UP, we're finishing. I'm starting to get worried because I need to do either continue with school here, but my sister, she's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And I know we don't have money.
Yeah,
so
we're in the same class.
Yeah. I know this. You're in the same class.
Yeah, with your sister, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, let me push jobs to 2013. I'm joining Massmart. I went through a consulting company called Damon Worldwide. But that job, I was earning 3.5. And my friends told me, why would you take that? Why? One thing I reason why I took the job was also I needed money, but not that. It was because they were talking about data science in that time.
Mm.
And I didn't know, but I remember from class,
it was different.
There was something there.
Mm.
Even when I went there, even when I was working at this consulting company, I was connecting with guys from US, Asia and all, because Damon Worldwide is a global company. And that's where my vision for analytics advertising started,
mm-hmm.
2013, but continued 2014, moved to Pick and Pay 2015, worked for Grow Hair Consulting, and then I consulted AutoZone. And then 2017, I fully left. But 2015 to 2016, I remember I was pushing HD Sound Media.
Yeah, I wanna hear about that, because there's a lot that was going on around the HD Sound era that I found very interesting.
It was powerful.
It was powerful.
I think that's what people don't know about, and I don't talk about it, but
mm.
I was the brain behind all this, some of these known artists.
I was about to say, in the HD Sound era, right?
Yeah.
Moonchild.
Yeah.
The first time I knew about Moonchild was HD Sound.
Yeah.
Like before anybody.
Yeah.
I spoke about Moonchild to like people I was hanging out with back then.
Yeah.
I was the first person to like
to talk about it.
Like, hey, there's this girl, she patented her hair.
Yeah.
She, you know, like, and I knew about it because of Mr. Banks.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And that girl have a song with Beyonce.
Lion King album, yeah. I remember.
So how are you seeing a person who's got potential to do with Beyonce before time? And I was still saying this person is the best and she's looking funny. And I did have some people say, ah, this guy is mad. Look at the girl he's aiming.
What did you see in her?
I've got a vision that I've realized that I see what people don't see. But back in the days, it was madness. I can't even call it a vision. If we're looking at the same thing, I will see something else.
Mm-hmm.
We're all seeing green, but I'll see yellow.
Okay,
I think.
On the topic of like unconventional, say people that you've like actually put into the industry, Funny Chef.
Mm.
I also knew about Funny Chef when
I went to. I was actually with Mlu when I went to. Sure. I was with Mlu when I went to at Sunny Park.
Sure.
Not making numbers, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I told her we can monitor. Whatever I told her, didn't hear me. But I told her then that I'm gonna make you money. And that's what I did. Took me 3 months. First deal, I charged Standard Bank 25,000 and she never performed in a stage before. And I charged them 25,000. It's 25 or 45, somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first gig to perform. When I went there, she was so scared. So I said, I'll stand with you in the front and I will provoke your jokes. So I started saying things like, I've never seen you in a shower. Why? Because you know she's big. Okay?
Mm.
She says, no, I fit in the body. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And she's also funny.
Yes, and then that's where it started. And they appreciated the comedy, but, you know, that's who I am. I monetize the brand.
there are a lot of people you've worked with, and like I just like to know, like, who are some of the ones that, for you, like, someone that maybe I didn't point out, not funny, but I mean someone that you genuinely enjoyed, say someone that you developed, say, a special relationship with or something like that. And
Funny Chef was the person I developed a good relationship because we knew each other. I knew what her weakness and I knew mine.
Yeah.
And we together we just made a good collaboration.
So she kind of helped you grow as well.
Yes, with her numbers, because I started walking into MTN deals through her.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm signing her deals, but I'm signing for analytics.
For analytics, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So 2017, we're closing some good deals for Funny Chef 2017-18, but it's really good numbers for me and for her as well.
Would you say that's when you start actually building your book properly? Like that when, is that when you see, okay, now it seems like things
2018.
Yeah, something is coming. It's
yeah.
Return this
I would say that also I had screens. I don't know if you remember, I had digital screens.
Yeah,
the billboards.
The billboards.
That's where we invested most of our money in, but they didn't generate as planned, because our plan was one screen, you could potentially make 100,000 with one screen per advert, and
mm-hmm.
you can play 5 adverts. So if it's 100 and by 5, you're looking at 500. But when you put the screen here, the top level companies, they will tell they work on schedule. So they might not have an advert now until June. So you have to get guys who are local. Local guys will pay you 15,000, 20,000. And to maintain the screen, I think we used to pay 15,000 for rent, 10,000 for for electricity. So altogether it's 25,000. So that's whatever is coming in that, even if it's 50,000, it's just to maintain the two screens.
Oh, so it was just keeping the lights on. Yeah. So it wasn't sustainable.
It wasn't sustainable, but I'm making money through funny share of partnership and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But 2018, I'm figuring whatever is happening. And 2019, that's when we started building it as a business with the team and restructure and have offices and all. Obviously, it started 2018, but yeah.
What are your thoughts on like mentorship? Do you have a mentor? Is there any important people that you could say helped you like in the entrepreneurial journey, or
person to person
because my view on mentors is my mentors are people that I can't reach, so I learn from them through books,
even me, my mentors, people I can't reach, for personal development and personal strength inside, I listen to Les Brown, read a lot of Robert Greene. It's about human laws of human nature.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And about business strategy, I learned from Steve Jobs.
Robert Greene is the 48
Laws of Power, Laws of Human Nature, 50th Law. He talks a lot about personal
mastery. Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I learned personal development stuff. And then business, Steve Jobs, a lot of Steve Jobs,
mm-hmm.
A lot of Elon Musk, a lot of Richard Branson. And then ambition, 50 Cent, Jay-Z, and I like it when Jay-Z says we use the what do they know approach.
Mm-hmm.
That's the approach I use, what do they know, because if I'm quitting in corporate, they'll all look at you and like, this guy is a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what do they know?
What do they know?
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, and now we're on a different quadrant. We finally found a space from 2020, as soon as COVID happened. I can say our breakthrough was 2020 because we started incorporating software development, data science, and campaigning. So now you can build systems and you can manage the data
flow.
The
entire pipeline.
And you can also help with consumer sensitivity and marketing and campaigning.
And you're also gathering insights from all of that.
Because you advise the business from throughout. And now as we're growing, now we are involved into production and point of sale. So now you've got system, point of sale, production, consumer, sensitivity modeling, market basket, and you're analyzing, you're giving them a one viewpoint. And on top of that, you can also add value on campaigning and reaching customers.
Mm, interesting. Family, how's you strike me very much just from like following you on socials. You're a family man, you like hanging out with your kids a lot. The weekends. You're not someone that I see with friends. You prefer being with your kids.
I prefer staying with my kids.
You work with your wife. And,
yes.
When I walked in here, she was
here giving busy, ideas.
Busy giving you ideas, brainstorming. So it's beautiful to see, you know.
I grew up in Louis Richard, and you know we are a collaboration of team. You'll see us standing on the corners talking with the gents. What I've learned is guys talk a lot and they don't have a solution. They sit in the corner, they tell you who's doing this, and you'll talk a lot of that, but there's no action. If you look at all the guys you sit with and you talk about business, nobody's making action. Probably you alone or you guys. So I don't want to sit around and to do nothing.
Yeah, all talk, no.
And no action.
Yeah.
So when we look at all the guys I grew up with, nobody's talking this level, man. If I talk to them, they will be telling me, hey, you never bought us one. I can buy you that. I can even buy you a car right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the conversation I want to have. I want us to talk about changing lives, adding value to people's lives, making an impact. Now I'm thinking we need to bring value in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We need to... I mean, already now we're talking about employing teams in Zambia, Kenya, Botswana. That's what I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So when I spend time with my kids, they inspire me to just see a child not scared to ask you, shows you need to cry for something you want. When I sit with my wife and I hear talking about all these different things that we need to do, push me to push more. You see what I mean? So it gives me focus to one thing. And one advice I got from Tyler Perry was, if you have a bucket of water every day, 5 liters, and you've got 5 trees,
mm-hmm.
How well will you spend the water? Will you spare pour 1 liters per tree, or you pour all into one?
Mm.
I pour all my bucket of water every day into one tree.
Yeah.
And every day I want to focus on one tree.
Mm.
Reason why I spend time with the family is I want information to keep it. I don't want to know anything else. You know what I mean? To know this.
I'm confined
and I'm accepting it because the more I put water in this thing, it's growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah, that's one thing I did right.
I feel that. That phrase.
Yeah.
How did you? I mean, you're synonymous with that.
Yeah.
As a LinkedIn influencer.
Yeah.
You even see people that are in your community. When you say something, when something happens, when you get a prestigious, like, when you make a prestigious move, when you get nominated for these awards, you know, people are there in the conversation.
So, like, God is king.
It's synonymous. I remember when it was just one comment, but I was there.
If somebody says, I feel that, they think of me.
Yeah, I feel that is synonymous with Mr. Banks. Yeah.
I think something, if it connects it, you have to feel it. Mm-hmm. It connects with you. So, for me, I looked at that word and at that phrase and I looked at it as something that resonates with me. You have to feel it to connect.
Analytics. If you were to just put it into like a short, kind of like to a, like how like explain it to a 5-year-old. How, what does analytics do?
A 5-year-old might not hear me, but they say you have to explain to a child.
How would you do it? I mean, maybe they don't hear you, but how would you try and approach it?
I would say we use numbers. To explain things or to solve problems.
Okay.
In numbers, you can use them in different ways. There's time series, there's other, maybe a 5-year-old won't know that, but you use actually numbers to analyze. Just the numbers this time, they're in computer. So you have to either use programming or use programming languages to help companies solve their problems. So basically, we are using scientific models or mathematics to help companies grow and advance their businesses.
Walking in, saw PPC, very big brand. You've worked with BCX, Saint-Gobain, Piedmont.
Yeah.
These are big brands.
Global.
These are big brands. Like, talk to me. Like, tell me. Take me through how you've managed to put yourself in that space. You know. And how you're able to attract, consistently attract, which means you're doing great work.
There's more that we haven't loaded online. Yeah, there's more that we're working on. One thing, I'm from mathematics. That's all I know. I don't know anything else.
Mm-hmm.
People are smart and all they do, but I'm from maths. And every time if I'm failing something, I need to come with a different solution, different approach.
Sure.
So one thing that I was always challenged by. One thing that I was always... one thing I was always challenged by is, how do you really approach these clients? What do you do? How do you... I was not getting it, but I had a mentality that how I helped Moonchild and how I helped Funny Chef and other guys in media, that's the solution. There's got to be a solution there. But I can tell you now...
So you took it from the individual and now you're putting it into the corporation.
Yes, I used that model. And I think for me it was a training. So here's the thing. Makazi wouldn't call you and say, book me. She will attract you to book it. How does she do this? She puts some videos, funny, and a dancing, and then you, hey, we need my cousin, man. Hey, I pray we even get it. She's waiting for you to book her.
And that time you're thinking she's unattainable.
No. You're thinking she's unattainable. She's not unreachable.
Yeah, she's unreachable, yeah.
You have to build attraction. You have to build attraction. Because if you're chasing, the times when I was chasing and I walk in that boardroom and I was chasing, I never closed an account because you're coming in there as a beggar. Nobody respects a beggar. They even tell you, I don't think you understand our business. They break you apart from the one. Whatever you're saying, you just walk out knowing your child. So I don't want to fail every time. I don't want to break my confidence. I'm fully confident.
So long story short, would you say you kind of created sort of like a portfolio for yourself? You know, you didn't wait for someone to hand out something. And then when you eventually walked in the right way, because you did take out.
Yes.
When you eventually walked in the right way, you walked in with a preset.
I walked in as, Mr. Banks is coming.
Yeah.
Mr. Banks is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Banks is coming.
Yeah.
My man, that's a good position I want to be in because I'm confident. And when I walk in there, I'm ready. And I present the model. It's seamless. You're not even selling. It's just a communication, mutual. And then it's seamless. Because if I ask you a question, how would you get a client like a PPC? What would you do?
I wouldn't know. Like, I would genuinely just go and look at their cement, you know. That's where I'd start. Look at their cement. Look at their competitors. maybe see how they could differentiate themselves in a way that they've never done before.
I'll tell you, we know that.
You know, so that's the thing, like, but because I don't have a portfolio, you know, I haven't worked with, I haven't went and gave my services for free to Indulge Cafe and said, hey, let me do something here. And because I know that is a good storyline, I can
it's
use
a
in
portfolio.
The future. It's a portfolio.
So that's one thing.
Because the purpose of me and the pod is just learning.
You
get, like, I'm just trying to
you
learn.
Just learn.
So me, I'm going to consume, maybe even if it's not everything,
yes.
but just from this conversation, there's just so much I'm just going to take and
yes.
stick.
So here's the thing. It doesn't require any pricing, nothing. Offer yourself. Giving. Is this giving is interpreted in some ways in church and they say you have to give. But you give your talents, you give your skills, your thoughts, your mind. If you see someone doing something and they're not doing it right, you feel like your mind will help. Go and help that person if it's aligned to what you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy becomes you, part of your portfolio. And if you do this guy and he gets well, you increase your value. Then you help that one, he increase your value. Over time, your value increase over time. Once your value increase, you become the main man.
Hmm.
So you have to increase brand value. Brand value, you grow it by helping. Nobody knows how much I was doing for free with Munchal in the beginning. But nobody knows. They thought maybe I make millions. You see, but that profile.
Fake it till you make it. How do you strike that balance? You know, now
because
now that's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's where cloud chasing comes in with these kids these days. I feel like it's a very frothy, blurry environment.
Mm.
You know, what's how do you strike that balance between faking it but also being honest?
Being honest. I think fake it till you make it.
Faith it.
Yeah. You're not really, it's not really like, you're not chancing. You see that if I continue doing this, it will work out. It's just for now, I have to look like I'm there.
That's a strategy.
Yeah, I have to buy this suit on credit and all. But over time, it will pay out. Because you at some point, you cannot walk in that meeting wearing shorts and say, because I don't have now. You have to faith it by going and get a credit and buy it. Yes, it looks like you're not there, but you become what you do every day, your habits. You become your habits. If you are constantly getting comfortable with doing average things, you do average. I was never comfortable.
I know I've been like suppressed from places. Just when I had dreadlocks. And it took me not having them to actually reflect now on these journey. Like, boy, you didn't get into that space because you had dreadlocks.
Mm.
And that's just perception. And the thing is, had I made the decision not to have dreadlocks then... would it, you know, it's like a cost benefit analysis thing, but it's like you didn't know,
you know not
humans react to a lot of other, that's why data is important. They react to things that you don't even
know,
you know,
and maybe someone else could have liked your dress and liked you because of that.
Of that, you know, they are probably things I got because of that. Hey, he's different.
I like him,
you know.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing is, for me, it had no significance. It meant nothing. People
to
call
you,
me Rasta. I don't know what they do. I don't understand their culture. It had nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
you were just living.
Yeah, I was just living. So yeah.
I like that. But for me, what I did right is living with purpose. So everything
with
I
purpose,
do.
Yeah.
That's why you don't see me saying certain things, because I know it will bite me.
It will bite you.
I don't say certain things because of that. I could have easily came on social media, especially the Twitter, and make so much noise. But the level I'm in, I'm talking to big, top level billionaires.
Right. Yeah.
The guys who are running these companies are top billionaires.
Mm.
And
you never hear about them. You don't know about them. How about you're a small dog, but now you're on their payroll.
Yes.
You gave me, but
you're
on the top.
Yeah. So you want to come in as them and still have a respect in the streets.
Yeah.
So I found the model in there. Yeah.
Now that's good. And do you think that's one of the reasons why for your social presence you focused more on LinkedIn as opposed to other?
Yeah, I don't think I belong in other platform. I also think I don't have. I'm naturally I've got humor, but I don't think some people will get it. It's like an advanced humor, kind of the mathematical humor. Only 10% will understand what you say.
Okay, Big Bang Theory.
Yes, kind of thing. So I don't think that's where I should be. But when I talk on LinkedIn, they value me. They value what I say. If I do the same thing on Facebook, it's like, is that? So I had to categorize where I belong. And I had to discontinue.
Find your niche.
Yeah.
Awards, right? I have the Da Vinci. Like, these are 2021. This is just 2021.
Mm.
Da Vinci Award for Excellence in the Management of People, MTN Award for Management of Innovation, Department of Science and Innovation Minister Award for Overall Excellence, Da Vinci Award for Management Technology. Like, can you take me through this, and also just maybe at the end take me through this, like getting to the Accenture Rising Star Awards finals and
So I think that's where we started the finals.
Oh, before all that.
Yeah, yeah, before the other ones. So we've been 2020 was our breakthrough year, but 2021 now we were much comfortable with what we're doing because we're working with these large corporations and we're building systems, we're managing data, and we're also creating campaign. But what how I applied for Rising Stars and top 10 was like a surprise. I never thought I can get into top 10. In our mind, in our world, we don't win. Like, wow, this is amazing. And I talk about it on LinkedIn and I see my people, they like me. So they started saying, wow, I'm proud of you. And that builds up to more corporations liking what we're doing. That's how we got the same Gobain, Adapt IT, and what else? There's another one. And we partner with TransUnion. TransUnion is our partner. And then
so that's press. And we should go into that after. I hope we remember, like, just press and how to leverage from press.
From that. Yeah. So I build up on that, and I'm one of the best person in that top 10. Mm-hmm. I know.
I remember even on the build up, you kept on saying, I'm the winner. You know, I'm the winner. Yeah.
And even in numbers, they were not even in my league. You know. So then we went on top five, and I kept on telling the guys, if we make it top five, we're done. That's more than enough. If we make it top five, now top five, like, I'm the best, man. I look at everyone there, and it's all women, it's all girls. Four of them is girls. They put me at the last. And I'm looking, I can feel that there's going to be a gender issue here.
Yeah.
But I'm like, in terms of numbers, in terms of reach, in terms of IQ, not even, tell me, you know. Then I started talking that I'm going to win. Which didn't happen. I kept my composure because I understood that I won. You know, I can tell you now confidently, because even now we're not doing the same thing. But what I'm saying, from that, that's when I knew I win. I approve myself. I know that I'm a winner through what I do. I had sponsored the Accenture Rising Stars as well. I was in the gold category. To show that I can, if there's a platform that is trying to help us, I can also help them. So I work like that.
Yeah, and I saw you were a gold sponsor, and you were, you like, you were among sponsor? You were among big brands, and I'm like, this man's a sponsor, but he's a participant.
Yes, because
you move different.
If someone is helping you grow, how do you not help them?
Sure.
I believe that, so I didn't mind the. But during the process of top five, everyone else was calling me.
Oh,
the
yeah.
innovation, the Da Vinci, and MTN.
So these ones more like you were nominated by other people, and
you didn't
apply for these.
These are companies.
Sure.
These I don't apply. This one was personal. This one was for me.
Sure.
These one are companies. So these ones is the company that is doing well based on research and asking performance on finance, performance on their model, performance on how they are growing. This is proper company modeling. So when it comes to innovation and technology in 2021, no other company did what we did, our numbers and our growth.
And which one's your favorite?
Ministers Award, Ministers of Innovation, Science and Innovation. What else is there? Which other league is there than the Ministers Science and Innovation?
Would you take a voluntary role in government to just like...
Yeah, I did. I was interviewing in the chief. I was trying to help the Commission of Gender Equality 2 weeks back with employing the chief information officer. So I volunteered to be that person, and we interviewed, and I definitely got a person for them because I have to play my part to help the economy. So I did that, and I kept quiet. But that's the thing is me, I'm doing a lot of moves in the back end.
In the back end.
Yeah.
Cape Town. We spoke a little on Cape Town, and I was like, "Hey, Mr. Banks, I know I can be that kid that is."
Yeah,
you know how our Kanye got chased away.
Got chased away,
and then he had to find another producer to teach him. I'm that kid. Like, I hit you up like, Mr. Banks.
Yes.
Don't forget to invite me to the analytics
bro.
Event.
Yes, bro.
And then you're like, no, brother, we moved it. We were about to have like open a new office in Cape Town.
Yes.
Once that happens, then we'll just do everything. But I won't forget.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little about Cape Town? Tell me, I heard you speaking a little about other African countries. Do you have global plans of launching, say, an Abu Dhabi office? What's happening?
Hey, there's a lot of things I'll say, but yeah, we are going to have remote offices in Zambia, Kenya, and Botswana now in the next 2 months. But because they are remote, they are not, they don't require a lot of designing and like this.
Yeah, sure.
Cape Town is a representation of Africa office. It could have been somewhere else, but Cape Town is that place that we present.
So looking Cape.
Yeah, so we're getting an office in Waterfront, which is going to represent analytics headquarters globally. That's what we're trying to do. So we're trying to get a, it's called positioning. We want to position right globally. My vision, global. Africa, we're trying to dominate in Africa, but be attractive globally. Already next week, if I can be honest with you, next weekend I'm not here. I'm in UAE, I'm in Dubai. And I'm talking.
I said Dubai. You see,
I can tell you now, in that, in my trip to Dubai, we are working on a model of how we can turn analytics to an international company. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying this too early. My wife don't want me to say things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this, but if it happens in a year or two, don't be surprised. These are moves I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
And locally, we are growing within the clients we work. They are global clients, so they've got accounts in different countries. Because of that, if it's working in South Africa, we roll it out in other countries. And that's what's making us spread in Africa. Because PPC alone is an African one, number one cement. So if we're working on a system that we've built for them and it's working throughout the continent, it's maximized, and then other countries.
Mm.
That's how we're dominating Africa. But the vision is Africa to employ within Africa and grow Africa. But you have to be attractive globally. You want to build a company. How is Nike building from US and coming here, and you know what, we have to do things like that. Want to build another Deloitte, basically.
Artwork, where does that come from?
I got it in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
It's a representation of a lion is it's a king of the jungle. I feel like I'm becoming that in consulting, even if they don't give it to me. There isn't a lot of pioneers, man. Pioneers are rare to find. Now we only talk about Elon Musk because he's a king in his jungle. When you talk about pioneers in Africa in consulting, there isn't a consulting company here in Africa that is led by an African man. I am running that, and it's happening now. And I'm moving exponential because our modeling, I don't have to, man, I'm working B2B, not B2C, small, sell small and then make. One client gives me 5 million
every month. Do you have IPO dreams?
IPO.
Yeah, and if you do, would it be like listing on a stock exchange? Would it be?
I'm sensitive to that.
Oh, you okay?
A bit. I want to. I'm studying that. I can say I'm studying that, but now I'm no longer doing it for success. The company is getting successful, and if I sell analytics advertising, it would be a disappointment to the African community. You know why? Because they feel like I was a representation.
You sold out.
I can't sell this. So I need to do this to represent that we can do something. That's why I'm sensitive to that.
I mean, you have companies like Zoho, private company, but Zoho does numbers, you know. Zoho
does numbers.
Yeah, Zoho's big.
Yes.
Zoho does numbers. I mean, Gary VaynerMedia.
He
personally says he never lists. He does, the dynamics are just not in his favor.
Yeah.
You know, so
because this model, you know why?
Mm-hmm.
He's, especially him, when I look at him, he's a risk taker like us. So the stock market doesn't want big risk takers. You are too risky. Even Elon Musk moves, sometimes they doubt it. It's just that he's built trust. But when you are a pioneer like me, we take higher risk. We take some risk that, oh man, the office in Cape Town is 300,000 every month.
That's a big risk.
That's the office.
Like, think about just being hit by COVID.
Yes, that's the office, not people. If we're talking professionals, you're talking big numbers, 15, 20, 30,000, 40,000, one person. Now you tell me 40 by 10. That office is targeting to employ 150 people. This is not the same.
So are you planning to be based there?
I'm going to Cape Town in the next month before maybe we might do a launch here, but in April I should be that side because I want to now design the office. I want to get involved in design until the end. I'll be working from that side. But I'll be coming here every weekend or 2 weeks. I'll be here. I still want to have a house here. Yeah.
And what's the plan here? Are you?
That's our second.
I wanted to just speak on like just the running, because 150 is a lot. I'm looking at your team now and I'm thinking of the magnitude, right?
Mm.
And I know you're definitely capable of running something like that. Are you planning to have like a co-CEO? Are you?
Yes, I'm already having someone already. We've been doing that meetings. Yeah. So we're gonna have a co-CEO or a general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm meeting him on Friday. We talk. He's been following analytics for like a while,
mm-hmm.
but it was supposed to be either him or a woman. But mm-hmm. she cannot because it's a heavy responsibility. So we'll see. But this is going to be our hub, right? As much as I'm talking Cape Town,
mm-hmm.
eventually we're going to build a data valley here in Joburg, because this is a representation to all the kids. I'm from Listrich, and I want them to pass and see what we have done. So it can be in 2 years from now, which is 2024.
Mm-hmm.
We should be talking headquarters that we are going to build at home. Yeah.
Have you been looking into some of these new token stuff, NFTs?
NFTs. And, I'm looking at them, and I just don't know. I like them, and I like what is going on, because it's Web 3.0 and all
mm-hmm.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't found my niche yet. I just haven't found my way yet. You see, but I'm there. I'm with you. We are studying. We're all checking it out.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't found. I don't jump into things if I don't understand.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes. But as soon as I get it, because we need to continuously understand how Web 3.0 will work.
Please dive deep into the Ethereum ecosystem. That's when I looked into like a lot of them, like
mm-hmm.
Solana, which a South African, Vinnie Lingham, was a part of.
Yeah.
I looked at, but like when I hopped onto the Ethereum
mm-hmm.
ecosystem, I'm also an infant. I'll be honest, I'm an infant. But when I got into Ethereum from the guy that's leading the whole ecosystem, his name is Vitalik Buterin, to what's going on, the platforms that are being built on top.
Mm-hmm.
Nike had a deal with RTFKNT, virtual sneaker deal.
Yes, I saw.
That RTFKNT company is built on top of Ethereum.
Mm.
You have, there's I think Adidas has a deal with Bored Ape.
Oh, nice.
Bored Ape is built on top of Ethereum.
Mm.
There's a few big things that's, and everything that's happening, blockchain, I always, when I look deep into it, it's always linked to, these guys, like the best guys from my perspective right now that I've been looking at are building on top of Ethereum.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like the Ethereum ecosystem is
going to expand to big thing. So how I'm doing it is because our biggest model, how we solved it is we do management consulting, which you help these clients and then you make your money. Then we build our systems and product on top of it. So our job is to transition these clients to get to that level. But because they're still moving slow, we'll move with them in their
mm-hmm.
time. So as much as I understand what is coming, maybe with our product we'll do that. So for me to sustain the company, we don't have investors yet. And we're making numbers.
You bootstrapping.
Yeah. The guys are approaching me, hey, do you need 20 million? We can give you a raise. I am not desperate.
And you also just don't, like, because you already mentioned the stock market stuff, I didn't even get into that conversation because that's not, people that don't like that model generally don't like VC having valuations. You're real metric driven.
I'm real metric driven. So now when I'm getting to Web 3.0, I'm just, which company will be affected first for me to advance? That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Which company will be affected first for me to advance them to that level? But all of them, we've given ourselves tasks, even the data science. Of course, obviously, it's going to be a large amount of data in the Web 3.0.
Mm-hmm.
So in the software development team, we say every Wednesday, we discuss the blockchain and Web 3.0 and NFTs. So far, we are in the level where we can't implement anything,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to start with our website. You're going to see some funny things. You're going to see the map. You're going to see whatever on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Probably, we'll just give it 3 months because we've got systems.
Are you planning to launch some kind of product of
on Web 3? Yeah, we've got two products already. We just delayed by obviously Office and the products. We're building a banking system for a client. We're building some digital product systems for,
which you're going to replicate across the board.
So we've got two products. We've got a health platform and a platform for mentorship that we can be launching in the month of March. But yeah, also we are very careful because we are already doing well. We don't want to do things that are
painful. Don't sabotage yourself.
Yes, you see. So remember we had Spaza Eats.
Mm-hmm.
Spaza Eats was a disruption.
Okay.
Was a killer.
Mm.
But because the streets does not have scooters waiting, the orders were always late. That model was a disruption. Everything, if somebody says I failed, I will say I failed.
Mm-hmm.
But that model couldn't work in the streets because we don't have scooters waiting. And I will always deliver orders late. Otherwise, I have to pay back the money, which costed me. So some solution can work and we can bring them, but they might not be ready.
Okay, before I hop on to the next thing, I just remembered prayers. Like, what's your thoughts around prayers and, like, properly leveraging from, like, prayers? Because some people are too stuck up on prayers. Right? It's like, you'll be promoting that one article that they wrote about you for the whole month. Right?
Yeah.
Move on. Like,
move on.
Yeah.
One, two, be busy.
Yeah.
I think also people, there's an element of value. When you do it more than, hey, it's no longer valuable, you know. But if you do it one, two, and then it's like a jab, you know.
Jab.
So I'm a boxing fan, and I'm in a jab right here.
Who's your favorite boxer?
Floyd Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, I remember in touch.
I remember you used to make bet. I remember the there's this bet that McGregor.
I put in money.
Yeah, you like.
Put
there's no way I can lose.
Yes. So Floyd 2010, I remember I was staying with Blue, staying at the wall in Hatfield.
Sure.
I bet my whole 4,000 rand money on Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm, because this guy is, his mindset, he can't fail, man.
Mm.
And that's who I am. If I'm saying I'm going to make it there, just trust. Because in my world, we don't fail. Even if we fail, we come back. How am I figuring all these things? There's so many entrepreneurs when I started 2017. Some of them didn't understand what I was doing. Constantly saying, what are you trying to do? But I'm one who made it out. Because we figure it out. So Floyd Mayweather is my man. Jab, right hand. You want to jab on the press.
From like that jab conversation.
Yeah.
There's a little jab that you posted.
Yeah.
On your Insta story.
Yeah.
A video from a while back by Copano on
Beyond Ambition. Yeah.
And there's a part that was very interesting to me.
Mm.
When you are able to go beyond ambition,
yeah.
You are going beyond just having an inner driving force.
Yeah.
But you have a force with direction.
Yes.
When you have a force with direction, it leads to impact.
Oh, man. When you have a force with direction, it leads to impact. My force couldn't be recognized 2017, 18.
Didn't have a direction.
But because I'm selfless in what I'm doing, I could have easily worked with 3-4 people and we were fine, we'd make profits. But my impact was, let's build a team, let's build structure. And because I'm doing it from a value of everyone has to be successful, everyone has to win, it leads to impact because everyone can themselves. Everyone can afford themselves. And when you look at it in a larger scale, it's like everyone is bringing their own different thoughts and greatness into that one plate. And that's how we become. It leads to impact.
I think... You had a book before, like Beyond
Ambition? Beyond Ambition, yeah. And Eunice bought a lot of copies on it. So it's the same book, but we added more chapters and now it's refined and it's ready.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's talk about that. Let's talk. I think this is the cover, right?
Yeah, I had to work on the cover, on Donald.
I see a lot of stats.
Yeah. This man who designed this, I used to be in class. We used to be together. He used to do engineering, architecture, tax. So every time when we sit at one of the places they attack, we'll be talking designs, we'll be talking things that we're going to do in the future. So this guy is one guy who could interpret my mind in design. So I had to go get him. What this means is a blueprint. So if you use numbers, you can get a formula to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do here. We solve problems through numbers. But if you use structures, this can be a blueprint to build something. So we combine numbers and structures because we're calling it a formula, a blueprint to success. A blueprint to find yourself. That's the book. In this book, you find chapter one is about the crave. All of us have the crave. You crave to do something. That's what we're talking about. Second one, all of that going forward is.
I feel like you should like have like a kid series, like
animated
cartoons.
So
I like
understand.
Playing. Yeah, I like kids.
I
like
think
kids.
That's how Kanye got it.
Kids are so important. Animated, because your story is so important. Like, these are the most fascinating things to kids. I watched AI Day with my nephew.
Yeah.
Elon's AI Day, when he introduced the Tesla bot.
Amazing.
I stopped looking at the show and I started looking at, because she was fascinated.
Let's get it for kids.
Let's have something for kids.
I like that. I was just watching Kanye's videos, old videos. All of them were Popeyes or whatever. That's what connected with people. That's
Because I feel like kids are genuine.
Mm.
You know, people
honest.
Mash will hate on Mr. Bass because he's jealous. He's trying to run a data analytics company. He's trying. But kids
like,
don't really
why
care.
Why would you
they're going to be
they'll
honest.
They'll tell you the truth.
Yeah. If they
I
don't like
that.
It, they will. And they're important because they are that's who you're creating for, essentially.
Mm. You want to impact them.
There's a video of Kanye where he actually says, "Oh, you old people, you don't really matter. I'm not listening. Like,
I'm not doing this for you.
No, you don't really matter. Like, we're doing it for the kids. Yes, people, they have wisdom there, but especially for the kids.
It's for the kids.
Yeah, I listen to what kids say, and sometimes they can be too extreme, but it's like striking that balance. Mm.
And also they advance because they tell you the things that they are going to be the next generation of NFTs and 3.0. So that's what they are advancing to.
Yeah. It's not about how I view it. It's never really about what I like. I like economics in the sense that, like, the behavioral side of it. Like humans.
I also like behavioral,
you know, like humans. Mm. Because it's not about what I like. No. It's about how are the humans acting. So Web3, I immersed myself in Web3 recently. Yes. I'm not a big fan of Web3, and it's because of what's happening.
Am I going to sit back
and just watch as the world happens? So it's one of those.
Also, you don't want time to pass you. You know, our parents got stuck into 3310, that smartphones passed them. And now they're trying to adapt to WhatsApp, to Instagram. Because the time, there was a 10 years that passed them. So we don't want to be there.
Yeah. We should also I think we should also have something on the pod where someone wins for a question we'll ask them. You should when you rewatch the episode, find a gem somewhere, we'll ask it as a question.
Yeah.
And then whoever can answer it to show that they listened.
We'll let's create 10 questions.
The book drops on the 1st of March.
Next week.
Please.
Take a lot.
Let's give, so that if you're a listener, you'll obviously be able to answer those questions. Yeah, if you're a good listener.
Yeah.
Pods. There's a pod I like watching called The Diary of a CEO.
Yeah.
And at the end, this guy basically poses a question from the previous guest.
Mm.
So I don't have a previous guest because this is episode one, right?
Yeah.
And I obviously want a question from you for our next guest. That will come.
Yeah.
But before we do that, he's going to, because he's the CEO of Indulge. They're feeding us today. Shout out to Indulge.
What's up,
He's going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, and then after you answer that question, after that, just give me the question I'll ask to the next guest will have one.
Okay. Yeah. The next guest is an entrepreneur or business.
I don't know. I'm contacting a few people at the same time. Hopefully, it's a female entrepreneur from Cameroon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Please ask him a question.
You caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe we can start with the question that you have for our next guest.
What's driving them? Because when a person tells you what's driving them, you find their purpose. If your purpose is led by money, led by material things, or all these things outside yourself, there's a challenge. You might not last long. A lot of people looked at me and said, "Why are you not doing tenders? Why are you not doing?" Oh man. This is not about tenders. Let's assume tenders are not there. Tenders are not in Dubai.
Sure.
So the idea is to build something that works everywhere.
Mm.
And the model that I have now works in Dubai, works in London. That's why I'm going to Dubai.
There's a consultancy that's actually in Dubai that I remember you working with. Female owned.
Yeah, Nips Consulting.
Nips Consulting, yeah.
I don't want to say anything negative, but she's a good person. She loves her job and whatever, but people are not reliable. We don't connect because in terms of payments, that became a problem.
Sure.
But we were doing good work. I think when I get there, I might try and contact her, but I don't know. I don't connect with, because the thing is, I always run away when there's problems. Mm. If you check.
Mm.
Every time when I see this problem, I run out.
So you want genuine.
Yes, I want genuine. I've been doing genuine business. I've never scammed anyone, robbed anyone. So when I see problems, I run out, because then it will affect me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you've had enough time.
Yeah.
Something like that. I was thinking about a few questions, but there's just been one question that I've just been thinking of. Maybe it's just me trying to find out the very depth of who you are. Because, you know, everybody has that core thing that, you know, pushes them. You know, somebody can say that my purpose is this, so on and so forth. But what I want to know from you that would you say that the moves that you do or the things that you do, you know, saying that you can't fail, you won't fail, you even got the painting because you believe that you are, you know,
yeah.
A king.
Yeah.
The best, you know,
yeah.
In a way. Would you say that, okay, let me assume that you believe in God.
Yeah.
Right? Would you say that the steps that you take are directed by the Spirit? Are these, is it a spiritual thing, or is just you just, you know?
It's a spiritual thing, to be honest.
How?
I don't know how the answers come to me at night when I wake up and I just know what to do. I can't tell you how I had to come here, and as soon as I came here in 3 weeks, we signed this another big deal, so two of them. I don't know how after we met here and agreed to this conversation, we put it out, the next thing, another company calls me. I don't know how SA Innovation was supposed to select top five companies in South Africa, they select mine. I can't explain to you how I've got such genius level talents in here. It can only be one source that I can't explain, which is the higher power. And in my world, we call it God, you know. But I'm a spiritual being, and I don't limit myself into a one religion. I accept any type of spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this because I don't think it's because of me. I wouldn't get answers. My man, I read only these types of books. I don't read these. But why am I getting answers there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's bigger than you.
It's bigger than me. Now we're doing this. I don't know what we're doing in programming anymore. I don't know what we're doing in data science. I just walk in that meeting. They say, so Mr. Banks, do you think I don't even know answers. And the guys always answer for me. Previously, I used to say things that I can't say now. The modeling that we use here is because we had to get someone who can answer that, who can build that, the collaboration. What I say is a spiritual thing is because nothing has ever came to me and break me in a such that I can't operate. Every time solution comes. And right now, I know that I'm no longer doing it for me. I'm no longer doing it for my family. Doing it beyond the is beyond me. Doing it for the community. So how can I explain? I can't explain it also.
Can I ask one more
question? Yeah. 100%.
Based on what you said something to do with you moved here and 3 weeks later, something, a deal came up and stuff like that. And you're saying that maybe something happens and then you do something and then something happens.
Yes.
You
yes.
So can you say that
cause and effect?
In a way, can you say that?
Yeah. Go, come on.
Okay. Can you say that? Your day to day, or in everything that you do, because of course to do what you do, of course. We cannot talk about fear, you know, we cannot say that you have fear in a sense, but can you say that you move by faith in a way?
Yeah, I move by faith, not by sight. That's why I'm moving to
Cape
Town.
Faith it till you make it.
I'm moving to Cape Town, the office is 300,000.
Mm.
If you know me and I'm in Louis Richard and we're sitting in the corner, 300,000 is impossible. You know,
are we ever opening an office in LTT or in Venlo? There's no potential.
No, there's no market for me. And I don't represent. The market rejected me for so long.
Mm.
And now I'm no longer doing it for just the community. I'm doing it for all of us in South Africa. So I look at South Africa as a community. I stayed in Atteridgeville with my father. I also stayed in the Sheikhs at some point. Those are people I represent as well. Louis Richard, I also represented, but Makare FM, have they ever called me to interview me? Parapara FM, have they ever called me? I'm no person to them. But when you look at the moves I'm making, nobody's doing that. Man. So I don't feel like I should open. I don't feel like I'm obligated, but I can do something as like an NGO or something to help the community. Because I remember how we came out. That I will do. It's by definition, I need to build something that is going to build some engagement. But a company is too big. Can't be there. So it's too big for that space. You know, but what I can say is God has always guided me. I wasn't walking in the same street with these boys. Some of them look at me and just, people used to hate me on me. You know, I used to go to the library alone and I walk out and crew of people are waiting to fight me. I can't explain that, but now I can tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
My presence makes people feel otherwise.
Because you're different.
I'm different, but I can't explain what is going on. So they also can't explain it. But now when I walk and I'm doing this, I'm much confident and I'm comfortable doing it because I'm aware that whatever I'm doing, there's something on it. So Cape Town, as soon as I get active in Cape Town, two or three models are going to happen that I can't explain now. That's what I figured. As soon as I move to UK, either we move to UK or Dubai. That's one of those, whoever is coming right. But as soon as I make an effect there, we are different. As I mentioned, I'm off next week until the 13th. I'm in Dubai. I don't know what's going to happen, but every time I make a move, something happens.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
let's
do
just one last one. Hmm. What do you do when you feel afraid, scared?
I don't feel
300,000 thinking.
I don't feel
like
I don't feel afraid anymore.
Just a little bit.
I feel anxious.
It's not the same thing.
Yes, I don't feel afraid. There's no fear in my mind, no fear in my head, no fear in my mind. My man, we already, like I said, every day I need to have more than 50,000 every day or 100,000 every day in this business. So if I'm fearing, every day I should be scared. A lot of money in a month, you know, to operate. So if I start analyzing myself as the person I used to be, oh man, this does not exist in us, you know. So I let fear die. I don't fear anything, but I become anxious.
I saw this tweet like overthinking is something to do with overthinking being an enemy but also being so great.
Yes, it can be an enemy and be great. In my sense, I take a lot of walks. So when I'm anxious, I walk, and when I'm walking, I will see it from a 3D view, whether I'm doing it right or wrong. And I do get anxious. I do wake up and I feel like, yeah, am I still in there? Did I lose it? Eh? You know, I do get that. But I can tell you, every time I feel like that, I take walks, whether it's in the morning or in the evening. But every day now, if you check, I'm training in the evening and I'm cycling as well. After training, I cycle. But I don't have fear in my mind. I had to kill fear. And if I'm talking to someone and he says, "Hey, I wish," you'll see, I won't chill with those people. Because your words, your pattern of words, and the words you are using, they are contradicting with my belief. Mm-hmm. I say we're going to do this. Fulu, how many times I said TransUnion? How many times I said this? And I can say it for so many times that it's going to take 3 months or 6 months. But to me, it's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying Cape Town. We're not there yet, but I'll be existing in Cape Town. You know what I mean? Some of the things that I speak, my mother is scared of them. I told her, "Let me get you a house." She said, no, I don't want her. I don't want it. So she's operating in fear. I don't. For me, everything I touch, and it's scary, but that's where the solution is.
Our
solution is in fear most of the time.
What a way to end it.
Yeah.
Now, thanks a lot, Mr. Banks. I really genuinely appreciate it. We're going to have more of these.
Yeah,
we'll have to have more as time goes. Maybe in 100%. A few years, maybe in a few, depends.
I think by December, you're going to call me.
I'm going to call you. Yeah, obviously, when I see, let's every phase. Maybe if we also like have improved production-wise, maybe we'll cover something with the celebration of the new.
Yes,
if we can fly in, I don't know.
It's going to be here. Whatever happens,
let's. I hope we can do something.
You'll be there. You'll be there. It's going to be fun.
I hope we can do something.
And we are going to invite some of our clients and people that we've worked with, like celebrities.
There's so much I didn't get into. I've seen you work on Flower. I've seen you, Flower.
Yeah, I've worked on a lot of...
On Jungle Oats.
Campaigns we've done a lot. Pro Neutral, with Biggs.
With Biggs, yeah.
Abukomo. We've done.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mention those because they're no longer representing where I'm going. Those are campaigns. Where I'm strong at now is building systems. Think of software engineers and think of data engineers and data scientists. That's the core of the business now.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is, what can we do with data? Yes, we can build campaign. Yes, we can build that. And when we talk campaigns,
but those are just things we're just doing on the side. That's not the core business.
That's not the core because it's seasonal. Even campaigns that we used to run for Ukomo, they can run for 3 months, run for 6 months. But systems are every month. Every month they have to be maintained, and we're working on that every day. So these are stuff that I talk about often now. But in terms of brands, I've worked with a lot. Yeah.
What's that one? That one big brand that you've never worked with. It could be global, it could be Fortune 500.
Is this one?
Coca-Cola.
Never worked
Coca-Cola
with them.
Coca-Cola, run us our check.
Never worked with them.
If there's someone from Coca-Cola watching,
I like their model because in the beginning, they sold 25 bottles. I like that. But that should tell you.
I was recently watching this thing. I actually told my brother about it. It was Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were competing.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then
Coca-Cola changed their name to New Coca-Cola at the time. Because what happened was they were competing on taste.
Mm.
So they had like some competition, and then they blindfolded people. And then Pepsi won based on the taste test, and then it was published. They ate Pepsi won, blah, blah, blah. And then Coca Cola gave up, and then they created a new Coca Cola with a better taste.
Yeah.
But long story short, because this it was a long as
yeah.
long story short, what ended up happening is they went back to Coca Cola when they understood that it wasn't about the taste. You get me? It wasn't about. You can figure out what it was about, but it wasn't about the taste.
It wasn't about the taste.
Yeah.
And it's a household brand.
It's
when you talk about soft drinks.
Yeah. That was before they were that's when Pepsi and Coke were tip to tip, but I'm just saying it wasn't about when they figured out that it wasn't about, that's when they cut it off.
I think that's the reason why I like the brand, is they've positioned themselves to a point where Marinda and others, when you think of them as soft drink, you think they are copycats of this.
Okay.
They've become a verb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think about analytics advertising, when you're sitting in that boardroom, they think of us as a verb.
Okay.
We need something analytical.
So so it's like with like your search engine optimization, when I go data analytics, Google must show me analytics every time. When I say software engineering, I must see
everything.
It's you guys.
Tell me, which company, data technology company in Africa that is doing more than us?
So from a search engine optimization, you guys are arguably the best if you're up there.
Yeah. I think even it's just that obviously brand is your power position. Because you can, the product can be not tasting good, but because it's got brand power, it will always stand out. I don't care about the solutions. Maybe we might even be weakest or whatever. But in terms of brand power, we are one company partnering with some of the largest corporations.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be updating some of the companies we have in the website so you can see new, proper companies.
Yeah.
And they keep increasing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope. Thanks a lot, Mr. Banks.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hope, you know, somehow one day Indulge figures out a way they can leverage from you guys and you them using their data. Somehow, I don't know if it's a time when they have like drones and they're delivering using drones.
And we
drones
can give you real-time insights.
Yeah, real-time insights on the drones delivering to the clients, how we can reduce the cost.
That's where it's going to with one of the accounts, one of the large global accounts. It's on the website.
Mm-hmm.
We're building real-time insights for them.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think they can figure out a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that. You know, I want because I think we're at the forefront. I mean, look at you and the little that most of the guys, say the companies that you compare to, say your Accentures, other consultants, these are companies that have existed for almost 100, some for almost 200 years, 300 years.
Yeah.
You are just, the odds were stacked against you.
Yes.
The odds were stacked
and
against you.
And it doesn't make sense that a consulting
it
from Africa will rise.
It doesn't make sense. It's like, it doesn't make sense. It's chewing glass and staring into the abyss.
And then I'm saying I'm a pioneer. I'm a pathfinder in consulting.
Sure.
And the guys who founded those companies are no longer existing.
They don't exist. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. You are. This is something you started.
They look at me funny. Like, what is he trying to do?
Yeah.
Exactly that. Because what I'm doing, they don't understand it. And they're saying they're in the top level. I mean, you should be able to read me and know my moves.
Mm.
But if you can't understand me, there's a problem. Because it means I'm going to be taking your market share. I am already. Look at this brand. Do you think I fit to work with this brand? They should be working with them, right? It's a global. I mean, this thing is big in PPC. Big. The short words platform we built is big in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it not going to them? Because that's their money. And I'm running it here. It's not just one, it's two, three. It's not just three, four, five. I've got them. So in after this year, after we roll out Cape Town and we're moving, we're growing every year, what's coming? Because everyone is rooting for me.
Yeah.
I'm getting calls from organizations, my man. Now, if I'm honest with you, I'm getting calls from organizations. They want to put me on.
Yeah.
And now they're putting me on. It's like diesel and whatever is coming that we didn't have. It's different.
That's dope.
Mm.
I mean, if there's one person that I know and is capable, it's Mr. Banks.
Oh, man, I won't disappoint.
It's Mr. Banks.
I'm Floyd Mayweather.
Let's go global.
Floyd Mayweather. You see Floyd, however they try to talk negative of him, 50-0, man. And that 50-0, we respect it because this guy believes in, you know, everyone coming to the arena, 90% is believing that today we got him.
Mm.
Today we chowing him.
Today is the day that he loses this winning streak like everyone else.
Yeah, that's how that guy built his empire. So in the level I'm in, I'm saying, if you are with me, trust the pro. I know what I'm doing.
Mm.
Not under pressure at all.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Cool.
Thank you. Proper. Love you. Yeah. It's after four already. Sure. Fulu has to go.
Yeah. That was...
What is the African Renaissance to me? The Renaissance is not a dream. It is indeed imminent.